Did you catch that little funny? Lit 101, minute 4 at 200. Number 4, don't generalize. As adults, we are prone to use very general statements to explain dislikes of problems. For example, take someone who hates winter. If she lets her thoughts become more particular, she may discover that what she really dislikes is feeling restricted by heavy winter clothing. A down parka or heated parking at work might change your outlook. Or consider a couple arguing over whether or not to get air conditioning for their home. She can't stand the heat, but he objects because he gets cold in his air-conditioned office. Perhaps the best approach is for him to wear a sweater in the office. By forcing yourself to identify specifically the source of your dissatisfaction, you will increase your potential for solving the problem. Number 5, change the context. Too often people get stymied into thinking automatically of what they can't do rather than of what they can do. For example, a young musician recently told me of his long-standing inability to finish the songs he composed. This had bothered him deeply, and he felt like a failure until he reframed his problem. Rather than seeing himself as incapable of finishing a song, he realized what a wonderful gift he had for composing new themes. He then teamed up with someone who is great with musical detail, and together they are highly prolific.